handsome.
The sound of where we live.
BBC Radio Bristol.
8:26 now on Friday morning, and it's time for the Kids v the News. Every week I visit a different local primary school and chat to the boys and girls there. And this time I've been to Haywood Village Academy in Weston-super-Mare.
The Kids v the News.
Now, there was a survey this week about the UK's favourite biscuit, and the winner was Jaffa Cakes. But is a Jaffa Cake a cake or a biscuit?
If you literally say the name, it's a Jaffa Cake, not Jaffa Biscuit.
I think it's a cake because with a biscuit, you've got a hard surface, but with a Jaffa Cake, you've got a sort of cakey surface. That's the, hence the name Jaffa Cake.
Yeah, but surely you can dunk a Jaffa Cake in a teal coffee, can't you?
Yes, but you can dunk cake in a teal coffee, can't you?
Well, you could, but it would all kind of fall away, wouldn't it?
So would a Jaffa Cake.
No, it wouldn't. It would hold its shape.
No, it wouldn't.
Have you ever tried dunking a Jaffa Cake?
Yes.
And did it fall away?
Yes.
I think it would be firm. Is a Jaffa Cake a cake or a biscuit?
I think a Jaffa Cake is a cake as well because, well, a Jaffa Cake has the soft bit like Emily said.
Does anyone think a Jaffa Cake is a biscuit?
I think it's a biscuit because it can hold its shape and it tastes good when you dip it in milk.
Yeah, that's a good point. It's sort of like a biscuity cake almost. What do you think?
I think it's a biscuit because when you dunk it, it holds its place and it's nice to dunk in tea.
Do you agree with this survey that said that the Jaffa Cake is the best biscuit in the country?
No.
What would you go for?
I would go for a custard cream.
Have you ever had a Jaffa Cake?
No.
You've never had a Jaffa Cake?
No.
What's wrong with you?
How have you never had a Jaffa Cake?
I just don't like them.
Now, the King's coronation is happening next week. Would you want to be a member of the royal family?
Yes, because we could go on TV all the time. And for the King's coronation, then you'd be next to the King.
Would you want to be a member of the royal family?
No, because if I went to the shops, I would have loads of paparazzi.
Yes, because it would be nice to live in a royal house. And no, because I don't want all the attention.
Would you want to be a member of the royal family?
Yes, but no, because you've got lots of decisions to make and you get bugged by a lot of BBC radio people.
People like me, basically.
And yes, also because with that you can help out the people of poor. Since you've got so much money, just chipping off a bit of it to homeless people or people with like Down syndrome or something, you would still have as much money as you would want.
So you could do good with the role?
Yes.
I like it. Would you want to be a member of the royal family?
Yes, because I would have lots of servants and I'll be able to skip to the front of all the long lines.
I think a good thing about being a royal is that you get to have VIP tickets to everything, like VIP tickets to a football match.
Would you want to be a member of the royal family?
The only reason I say yes is because when you go to Disneyland, the queues are horrendous, so it would feel nice to just hire Disney for just you.
Oh, I see. So you want to be a member of the royal family so you can go to Disney and not have to queue?
Yeah.
You could just buy skip a line pass.
Yeah, but it costs so much.
It costs £20 per person.
What? Yeah, and there's four people in my family. That would cost £80.
You've been listening to The Kids Read the News from Haywood Village Academy in Weston-super-Mare.
Yeah! Oh, big thanks to Haywood Village Academy in Weston for taking part in The Kids Read the News.